Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a jungle-style ride groove in Ableton Live 12 that feels energetic, musical, and properly DNB, but still stays light on CPU. So the idea here is not to design some massive overprocessed cymbal monster. We want one solid ride, a smart pattern, a little movement, and a clean arrangement that makes the whole drop feel bigger. Think of the ride as more than just a timekeeper. In jungle and drum and bass, the ride often acts like a phrase indicator. It tells the listener something's coming. It can push into a fill, support a bass switch, or add lift before the next section. If you get this one layer right, it can seriously upgrade the whole groove. First, set your project up for the right tempo. Go to 174 BPM. That's a classic jungle and DNB starting point, and it gives the ride enough speed to feel urgent without getting sloppy. Now create a new MIDI track. For beginners, the easiest route is to load a single ride sample into Sampler. You can use one from your sample pack or a clean ride from an old break. Keep it short, bright, and controlled. You want attack, you want presence, but you do not want a huge wash of metal filling the whole mix. If the sample is too harsh or too long, don't panic. We're going to shape it. But starting with a good sample makes everything easier. In fast music, clean source material usually wins. Now let's build the rhythm. Open a Tubar MIDI clip and start with a simple offbeat feel. The goal is not to place a hit on every possible grid point. The goal is to create motion and bounce. A good beginner pattern is to place ride hits on the off beats and then add a little lift at the end of bar 2. So imagine the ride answering the kick and snare instead of fighting them. Leave space. Let the groove breathe. If you want a rough starting point, think in terms of a few hits each bar, not a full wall of cymbals. In jungle and rollers, less can often feel heavier because the rhythm has room to snap. Next, bring the pattern to life with velocity. This is a huge one. Even if you are using just one ride sample, different velocities can make it feel played instead of programmed. Make some hits stronger, keep some softer, and accent the final hit in the phrase if you want that extra push. A really useful teacher tip here: if the loop feels too busy, remove a note before you reach for effects. Cleaner rhythm almost always sounds more expensive than clutter with processing on top. Now let's add some subtle timing movement. Open the groove pool and try a light 16th swing, somewhere around 54 to 58%. Keep it gentle. You want a rolling feel, not drunk timing. In darker DNB, too much swing can blur the precision that makes the groove hit hard. You can also nudge a couple of notes manually. Let a few offbeat hits sit slightly late for a rolling feel, or move one accent a touch earlier if you want more urgency. Tiny moves make a big difference. We're after human energy, not chaos. Now comes the sound chain, and we're keeping this very CPU friendly. Just a few stock devices: Sampler, EQ8, Saturator, and maybe auto filter if needed. In Sampler, keep the voice count at 1. If the sample has a super sharp click at the start, shift the start position a little or shorten the attack with the envelope so it feels smoother. If the tail is too long, shorten the release. The main idea is to keep the hit tight. After that, put EQ8 on the track. High pass the ride somewhere around 250 to 500 HC to remove low-end junk. That low area is not useful here, and it can just steal headroom. If the ride is too sharp, make a small cut around 6 to 8 KHC. If it needs a little more air, add a modest boost around 9 to 12 KHC, but be careful. In DNB, bright is good, harsh is not. Then add saturator. Just a little drive is enough, usually around 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. This gives the ride some grit and helps it cut through the drums without needing to be louder. This is one of those small changes that can make the top end feel more expensive and less sterile. If the ride is still too bright, add auto filter and gently low pass it. You can use this later for automation too. The important thing is to keep the chain short. We're not trying to build a giant sound design stack. We're trying to make a clean, usable DNB ride that sits in the mix. Now let's add movement with automation. This is where the groove starts feeling like a real arrangement instead of just a loop. A great beginner move is to automate the last two hits in bar 2. Raise the volume slightly, maybe by half a dB to 1.5 dB. Open the filter a little. Add a touch more saturation on the final hit if you want it to pop. That gives you tension and release without adding extra layers. Simple, but very effective. And here's a really strong arrangement trick. Duplicate the clip and make a second version that's a little busier. Use the sparse version for the early part of your section, then switch to the fuller version later on. That creates an energy arc, which is exactly what you want in a DNB arrangement. The ride becomes a way to build excitement across the phrase. Now make sure the ride actually works with the breakbeat, not against it. This is very important in jungle. The break is often the identity of the groove, so the ride needs to support it. Solo the drums and listen carefully. Compare the ride pattern against the break. If a ride hit masks an important break accent, move it. If the break already has a strong cymbal or open hat moment, leave that space alone. The ride should answer the break, not flatten it. Also, keep an ear on the snare crack. If the ride steals attention from the backbeat, the whole groove loses impact. The snare needs to hit hard. The ride should energize it, not cover it up. Now let's place this into an arrangement. Think in sections. For example, a lighter ride in the intro, then the full groove in the drop, then strip it back for a switch up, and bring it back with more energy later. A really common DNB move is to start with a filtered or lighter top layer, then open everything up when the drop lands. That contrast is what makes the drop feel bigger. If the ride stays the same the whole time, the track can feel flat. But if you use it as a motion layer that grows and shrinks, the track feels alive. If you're making a darker or heavier tune, you can use the ride almost like a pressure valve. Keep it simpler in the first part of an 8-bar phrase, then add more density, brightness, or a little more level in the second half. That last 2 bars before the next section are prime territory for ride energy. Now, the CPU side of things. This is the part people ignore until the project starts choking. Keep it light. One ride sample is enough most of the time. Prefer simpler over stacking multiple instruments. Use stock devices. Avoid long reverbs directly on the channel. If you need space, send a small amount to a return track instead. And if you print the ride with automation, don't be afraid to freeze or flatten it. That's a great habit in big DNB projects. It keeps the session responsive and easy to work in. Another really useful check. Listen to the ride at low volume. If you can still feel the groove when it's quiet, the pattern is probably working. That's a great sign. Good motion does not need to be loud to be effective. Before we wrap up, here are the main takeaways. In drum and bass, the ride is a motion tool, not just a cymbal. Start with one clean sample and a simple 2-bar rhythm. Use velocity, slight timing variation, and a little saturation to make it feel alive. Keep EQ and filtering tight so the ride stays crisp without eating the mix. Arrange the ride in phrases so it grows across the section. And for minimal CPU, keep the chain short and avoid unnecessary layering. If you want a quick practice challenge, do this in one short session. Load a single ride into simpler, make a 2-bar groove at 174 BPM, vary the velocities, add EQ 8 and saturator, then duplicate the clip into a slightly busier version. Arrange both versions across 8 bars so the energy rises. Keep it simple. Listen with the kick, snare, and bass, and only make changes if the ride is masking the break or sounding harsh. That's the move. One clean ride, one smart pattern, and one tight arrangement can go a long way in jungle and DNB. Keep it punchy, keep it musical, and keep it light on CPU.